Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I had mostly just prepared in my heart just to hear Pastor Jim this morning. And how many of you received something perfect from that? You look so beautiful this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Asanteni sana.
Candy and I want to say from the bottom of our heart how much we love you.
Candy alikuwa ameshiriki jinsi ambavyo tunawapenda kwa kina.
And we appreciate your love towards us.
Na tunapongeza upendo wenu ambao umetuonesha sisi.
We want you to know that even when we go back, we're going to continue to pray for you as often as the Holy Spirit brings you to our remembrance. I'll wear this shirt on Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We rejoice with all the brethren and the pastors and the bishops. That this vision looks like it's expanded into Tanzania. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to continue to encourage you.
Mimi nataka nizidi kuwahimiza.
That you do the things that you've heard this week. And that you continue from the very beginning. Even before you leave here today. That you purpose in your heart. To make those appointments with the Holy Spirit. And that you choose in your heart. The beginning next week. Beginning on Monday morning, that you're doing the things, that you're taking hold of your flesh. We've been empowered by the Spirit through the power of that new nature that Pastor Jim just talked about. It is a choice. But greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Sometimes you won't feel like that. But don't go by the way you feel. The real you is this. The real you is the place where Christ lives. That's the real you. One of the ways that you need to begin to think about yourself is this. Who am I? I am first a spirit that's born of God. The more you think that way, the more that you become that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you'll think like this. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if I think like that, then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will be that soldier the Pastor Jim talked about. That will keep my heart and mind day after day and will change us from glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kenya is on a pathway to change. But that starts inside of you. The more and more that He can bring you to the place of peace. The word says this, that one of the weapons of our warfare is this. Is that our feet be shod. with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now this is a gospel of peace, but he's also talking about that the gospel of good news of peace has come to us. Now peace is shod, it shods our feet. It's the shoes that we walk with. Our feet is what takes us on down our path. And he says, let that peace be the thing that guides you. It's the divine compass of God. When you're following God and you can hear that peace, then God is able to speak to your life. At the end of January, I heard the peace of God speak to me. And he said, go to Kenya with Pastor Jim. I have been obedient to that. There were many challenges to do that. But when my father speaks through peace, I will follow. As Pastor Jim said, sometimes it does not make sense to the mind. Most of the decisions I've made for Christ do not make sense to the mind. But if I follow peace, God always proves himself. He's proven himself this week through your beauty. And I love every single one of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Acts chapter 20, just for a few moments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Paul's exhortation to the church just before he's leaving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 24 he says, but none of these things move me, neither count I myself dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Lakini siyahesabu maisha yangu kuwa kitu cha thamani kwangu kama kumaliza mwendo wangu na huduma ile iliyopokea kwa Bwana Yesu kuishuhudia habari njema ya neema ya Mungu.
And he says in verse 25, and now behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more.
Na nasema hivi, na sasa tazameni mimi najua ya kuwa nini nyote nilio waubiria ufalme wa Mungu, nikienda huko na huko hamtaniona uso wangu tena.
Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you the counsel, all the counsel of God.
Mstari wa 26 nasema, kwa hivyo na washuhudia wote siku hii ya leo, ya kuwa mimi sina hatia kwa damu ya mtu awaye yote, kwa maana sikujiepusha na kuwahubiria habari ya kusudi lolote.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Jitunzeni nafsi zenu na lile kundi lote nalo ambalo Roho Mtakatifu amewaweka ninyi kuwa waangalizi ndani yake mpate kulisha kanisa lake Mungu alilonunua kwa damu yake mwenyewe.
For know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them.
Najua mimi ya kuwa baada ya kuondoka kwangu, mbwa mwitu wakali wataingia kwenu wasihurumie kundi. Tena katika ninyi wenyewe watainuka watu wakisema wa mapotofu wawavute hao wanafunzi wawaandamie wao.
Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Kwa hiyo kesheni mkikumbuka ya kwamba miaka mitatu usiku na mchana sikuacha kumuonya kila mtu kwa machozi. Basi sasa nawaweka katika mikono ya Mungu na kwa neno la neema yake ambalo laweza kuwajenga na kuwapa urithi pamoja nao wote waliotakaswa.
God began last year to begin a foundation in this place.
Mungu alianzisha kuanzia mwaka uliopita kufanya msingi.
Actually, part of that foundation was here far before Pastor Jim got here.
Na sehemu ya hiyo misingi ilikuwa hapa hata kabla mchungaji Jim kuingia.
Because of the pastors and bishops were already praying.
Kwa sababu wachungaji na maaskofu walikuwa wanaomba tayari.
And when you begin to pray and ask God to move you to the next level, he will do that.
Na unapoanza kuomba na kumwambia Bwana uninue katika kiwango kingine, bila shaka Mungu atafanya hivyo.
Divine connections were made in the spirit.
Ile muunganiko wa kiroho inafanywa ndani ya roho.
And as a result of it, God began to build this process of the foundation of truth.
Na inakuja kwa sababu ya ile hali ya Mungu anaanza kujenga hii mambo ya kweli katika roho.
This year he's taken it to another level.
Mwaka huu ameipeleka katika upeo mwingine.
And it sounds like he's building it to another level in the future.
Na inaonekana kana kwamba Mungu anaijenga katika upeo mwingine mwaka ujao.
If you walk in a knowledge of the Holy Spirit.
Kwa hivyo utakapoenenda katika ufahamu wa Roho Mtakatifu.
And understand what God is trying to do here.
Na ufahamu kile ambacho Roho Mtakatifu anajaribu kufanya hapa.
And also understand the works of the enemy.
Na hivyo ukapata kufahamu kazi ya adui.
Paul had laid a great foundation.
Paulo alikuwa ameweka misingi ya ajabu.
But he also continued to warn the church.
Na aliendelea mbele kukanya kanisa.
That after his leaving that there would be certain men that would come in and certain devices of the enemy that would come.
Ya kwamba baada ya kuondoka kwake kuna maadui ambao watainuka na watakuja.
There are certain times in your life that it's even more important to protect the message than others.
Kuna wakati mwingine maisha yako ambao inakuwa ni muhimu sana ukapata kuhifadhi hata ujumbe kwa watu wengine.
Right after you've been fed.
Sana sana wakati ambao umeingishwa na kulishwa na kulishwa.
As we warned you this week, the enemy likes to try to come immediately.
Tunapowakanya wiki hii na kuambia shetani atajaribu akuje tu punde tu baada ya mkutano huu.
I just want to encourage you to stay the course.
Nataka nikuhimize ya kwamba usimame wima kwa mafundisho haya.
Continue to rehearse the things that you've heard this week.
Hebu kazidi ya kupekua na kupata kuyaweka wazi mambo ambayo umefundishwa wiki hii.
Go back to your notes that you've written down.
Hebu rudia yale daftari na yale ambayo uliyanakili chini.
Continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. Continue to ask God that these things are built stronger in you than ever before. And I want to say to you today that we commend you to the Holy Ghost, to his keeping, that none of these things be lost, but that everything that has been sown in you will go from good, acceptable to perfect. Hallelujah. And that the foundation will even be stronger next year. Hallelujah. And glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We love you.
Amen.
Amen.